All right, we're starting over.
Newsflash!
That's horrible. Don't do that. It really hurt my ears.
That's a newsflash.
I'm gonna apologize for you to everybody listening because that was horrible. That was the worst thing I've ever heard in my life, easily. So here we are.
Wait, did you not hear me?
I hear you.
Newsflash.
Yeah, I got that. That registered. I heard you loud and clear. I was gonna ask you what's the news flash? Are you just saying news flash without having any fucking news to back it up?
There's news.
What's the news?
The new Wii, and I shit you not, it's called Wii U.
What?
Wii U.
Wii U?
Wii U.
Is this a joke? Are you joking?
I could not have thought up something this bad if I tried for hours.
Wait, so this isn't a code name. You're not fucking with me here.
No, it's Wii U.
Like W-I-I-U?
Yeah.
Is there a dash?
A space.
I don't even know if I can do a podcast right now. I'm so sad. They literally... There's the only one way they could have made it worse, and they managed to do it.
More vowels in a row.
Yeah.
And
oh my fucking god.
I could not have come up with something this bad. It took Nintendo hiring a team of marketing experts and millions of dollars to come up with that.
Yeah. But, like, seriously, the Wii was a terrible name. And they know nobody... They gotta know nobody likes it. Nobody likes the name Wii.
I don't know. They got their casual audience.
I don't think their casual audience in sales has anything to do with the name Wii. I'm sorry. I think it's got more to do with the controls and the Wii Fit thing,
and now
which could have been called something else.
Now it's Wii U.
Just fuck you. Fucking Nintendo, man. I don't even know if I'm gonna get it. I'm so pissed off right now. They're just making me feel foolish.
Well, you are going to get it because they also just announced a new Smash Brothers.
Fuck!
So, my little red rocket has, you know, it's sailed to the moon. You know,
well,
if you know what I'm saying.
Well, gross, but, okay. First of all, I'm not falling for it. I'm not getting the fucking Wii U. Oh my, I can't even say it. Wii U on the... Wii U! Wii U! Are you kidding me? Wii U? Who wants to fucking say, I want to go play Wii U? Let's go into my basement and play with the Wii U. I don't want to fucking do that.
Furthermore, if Wii, like back, you remember when the Wii launched and they were trying to explain their whole...
Yeah, they had a manifesto set up.
Right, so I think
do they have a new one?
I don't know. But my point is, wasn't the Wii in Wii supposed to be us?
Yeah, it's like Wii. It's like us.
So now, who's the you?
I don't...
Who's
it's
you?
It's like, maybe it's like us and also you. It's like everyone.
But isn't you included in Wii?
Wii U. I'm actually looking on Google. I'm trying to figure out what their fucking philosophy is. Because
what's their damage?
This is the stupidest shit. This is literally the worst thing. Just call it Wii 2.
Also, the controller...
That would have been better.
The controller is an iPad.
I'm gonna fucking kill myself. I'm so upset. It's like, I have to get Nintendo systems because I love Zelda and Mario and
Smash
Brothers.
Yeah, there's new Zelda footage. It looks more like Twilight Princess.
Wait, so they released footage of a new Zelda before Skyward Sword even came out?
Yeah.
That's the stupidest shit. That's so dumb. Why would they do that? Why not just make Skyward Sword a Wii U game?
They didn't say the new footage was a new game, but
it's probably like it could be a tech thing. But this is what I'm saying. They just have their heads up their fucking asses. It's like somehow they are rewarded because they make millions upon millions of fucking dollars off the Wii. They make so much more money than Sony and Microsoft did, yet they continue to just harass us. We're being harassed.
Do you think that in saying it in Japanese doesn't sound like shit in your ears.
Wii U.
Wii.
I don't know. I think it's pronounced the same in every language. I don't know if it changes.
I think
Japanese people still call it the Wii. There's nothing that can be done for it. There's nothing that can be done. Except that we have to make a comic about this.
Do we?
I think we do.
I think the comic's already been done by Pen Arcade when they made the comic about the Wii.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe we can't write one. It's like...
No, this isn't what I meant when I said I had a comic.
I know, but I wonder what they're going to have to say about it. Maybe
if there's still a joke left after they finish with it.
I don't know. I think maybe we should just let them do it.
Yeah, maybe I don't want their sloppy seconds of a Wii U joke.
Yeah, I don't want to come up with a Wii U comic. Because, first of all, everybody's going to be doing it. Like, everybody's going to be making a Wii U comic.
And it's so ridiculous. It's a joke in of itself.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about it on the podcast. That's enough.
You can't hear that in comic form. You can't hear Wii U caressing your earballs when it's on a comic.
It's like another sound effect, though. It's like, Wii U, Wii U, Wii U. Like, I just can't... I can't do it. And it's the worst. It's just the worst shit. I was waiting after I got the Wii. I was like, all right, I can deal with this. Next time Nintendo makes a system, maybe they won't fuck up the name. And they fucked it up even worse.
It's like, I used to love the names. Super Nintendo.
Oh, they were all good.
So great.
Even great. Nintendo 64 had a nice quality to it. N64, that was neat.
Now it's... Are we gonna get that new game on the PlayStation 3, the Xbox, or the Wii U?
Let's just hope it never comes to the Wii U 2, because then I'll fucking kill myself.
No, it will be the Wii UI. I'm not joking.
Wii U me.
They're gonna start tacking shit on the end.
Yeah, the next one will be the Weeaboo.
Wii U 3D.
Oh, this is the worst news. This is the worst fucking news. This is like a second 9/11 to me. I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it.
There's Luigi's Mansion 2 for the 3DS. Does that make you feel better?
Actually, that does sound really cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
That's 3DS, like, that's even a pun. I'm okay with that name. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, I wasn't being sarcastic about Luigi's Mansion. I like Luigi's Mansion.
No, yeah, I like Luigi's Mansion. I never beat it, but I like it. I basically beat it. I got to the boss of the game, and I was too much of a pussy to beat it, so...
I think ghosts will be pretty scary in 3D.
This is a sadness.
It really, truly is.
So, 2012, so next year, I'm gonna end up buying this fucking thing. I know it. And I'm gonna kill myself. This is the worst.
I'll buy it when there's either...
I'm going to have to buy it as soon as the new Smash Bros. Is out. Like, that's probably when I buy it.
That's a given.
Yeah.
All right, well,
maybe it'll be called Smash Bros. Wii U. Maybe that'll be the name.
Oh, my goodness. You want to play some Wii U? Like, because we always say you want to play Brawl.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't say Smash Bros. You say you want to play Brawl or you want to play Melee. It's going to be, let's go play Wii U. Wii U Smash.
And then anyone in the vicinity will pick up the phone and dial the police.
So the controller is basically just a touch screen, it's like an iPad. Does it have buttons?
Yeah, it's like if you took a Super Nintendo controller and you stretched it out and put a screen in the middle.
And I'm guessing it still has motion stuff?
Yeah, it's a gyroscope and all this shit, and it has a lot of features and shit.
It better still have ports for GameCube controllers, though. Like, I don't know why it would, but... I want to play Smash Bros. With the GameCube controller.
Well, they only have pictures of the front of the system right now, as far as I've seen.
What does it look like? A box?
It looks like if the Wii and the 360 had a sweet, sweet love child.
Hmm. Well, this is one of the most ridiculous things. This seems like a prank.
Oh yeah, it's
I didn't believe you for the first couple minutes.
It's high treason on the Wii U Cs.
Yeah, the thing about Nintendo is that they've been consistently going in a direction now that is against the grain of the so-called hardcore gamers. I don't like the term hardcore gamer, first of all. I think that's really gay.
The Wii U has a lot of... Like, they're actually catering a lot to third-party. Like, the new Metro is coming out in it, the new Ninja Gaiden. all these games that are going to be on the PS3 and Xbox now since the Wii U, since the Wii U is more powerful is more powerful than the PS3, it seems like, or at least as powerful, they're like getting the same games on it now.
But do you realize that then the PS4 and the Xbox 720 are going to come out, and it's going to be like they're going to be more powerful than the Wii U.
They've created a Dreamcast, basically.
Yeah, and that's kind of what the Wii was. Like, they're always going to be a step behind presentation-wise.
Well, right now they're a step ahead.
Yeah, they're going to be a step ahead, but then they're going to be a step behind, and then they're going to be in the same boat where they make a bunch of casual games that I don't care about, and they're going to end up not getting all the awesome presentational sexy games.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's already a foregone conclusion that we're both going to get all three systems, so what does it matter?
Yeah, that's true. Fuck. Man. Fucking Wii U. I don't want to say that. They're making me say it. I don't want to say it.
I don't want it in my house.
Yeah, I don't. I don't want to have to talk about it because I have to talk about the Wii, and that's enough pain already.
We could just say Wii 2.
Yeah, you think you're going to say that. You think you're going to say that.
Yeah, it's like when we thought we were going to keep calling the Revolution, but then we just gave in and called it
Wii. Yeah, why would you? Nobody knows what the fuck you're talking about. I mean, the Revolution would have been a really cool name. But
did I tell you about when I bought Mad World? It said the receipt I got in the box with the game said Mad World for the Revolution. And this was like a year ago.
That's really weird. I don't even understand that.
It's like whatever website I ordered it from, like, didn't update their like metadata for like years. They just put in the data once and then they just like left it.
Wow. Well, there's not much else to say about the Wii U, except that I really hate it. I really, really hate it. I hate the name, and I hate Nintendo right now. And I wish they were all dead. I wish they would die in a fire. But not really, because I want to play New Smash Brothers.
Here's something that you'll hate. I mean, this made me deeply sad inside. The only thing they've said about the New Smash Brothers is that there's going to be some sort of compatibility. Maybe it'll be transferring, since that's a word now.
Yeah, that makes me also a little bit sick inside.
Between the Wii U version of Smash Brothers and the 3DS version.
Oh, it's going to be a portable Smash Brothers?
I don't know. They didn't really say much.
I'll get it. Okay. I'm not going to not get it.
I mean, I was under the impression it's going to be the same game.
I would still get it, though.
Okay. So basically what they said is that Sakurai, I guess, he only just started working on the new Smash Brothers because he finished Kid Icarus 3D.
Oh, fuck you.
In other words, Smash Brothers could have been in development, but it wasn't because Kid Icarus was in development.
That's really... Kid Icarus better be real fucking good.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
I can't believe that Nintendo doesn't have a full-time, full steam ahead Smash Brothers.
Yeah, do they not realize that those games take a lot of fucking money?
I guess not.
Like, did they not get that memo?
Well, who knows?
They didn't keep track of the sales.
Anyway, I'm deeply sorry for that connection kerfuffle.
Yeah, what was that? That's bullshit.
I don't know, my internet seemed fine, but I just got punched in the dick. So let me take us away from this sadness with I've wasted my life.
Well, let's just... Is there anything else we should comment on in games news since we're on the topic?
No.
Okay. But before we transition, did you see the new Game of Thrones episode?
I did. Are we going to talk about it?
We're not going to spoil it, but it was fucking awesome. It was the best episode so far.
Is that what this podcast is going to turn into? Did you see the new Game of Thrones?
Well,
yes. Wasn't it awesome?
This is an opportunity for me to recommend that show because it's fucking good.
Okay.
But people listening, watch Game of Thrones and know that when you get to the episode I'm talking about, it's a good one.
All right. And I will add, if you don't want an extreme amount of gore and hardcore pornography...
It's not hardcore.
There's
no dick going in. It's not hardcore.
You mean you don't... All right, fine.
You never see dick going in. I think that qualifies as softcore.
Fine, then medium core.
It's softcore.
It's not softcore.
It's gentle sex, and there's some breast. But you know what? That's what it was like, and that's what it's... That's what it's like.
I don't think you're recalling all of the scenes.
There was sex scenes, sure, but it wasn't graphic. It wasn't that graphic.
Graphic.
It was a little graphic, but just don't be a puss.
There's no bits.
What do you mean bits?
Like Ghiblis.
Yeah, there are. There are tons of Ghiblis.
Oh, dicks.
I've seen multiple dicks.
All right, well, let's...
Anyway, yeah, if you that's want, not, that doesn't matter. The
if
show
you want
is
Lord
really
of the
good.
Rings with fucking violence and sex.
I like it better than Lord of the Rings.
I meant Lord of the Flies.
I don't think you did.
No, I didn't.
Just fucking watch it. It's good.
All right, so I think I should actually mention that I think I've been forgetting to do this. I've Wasted My Life is a compilation of internet dating messages.
Isn't that clear? It's fairly clear.
I don't know, but it's dawned on me that I recently just been saying, I'm going to read some I've Wasted My Life, and then I just read them.
I guess that could be confusing for people who don't listen to our podcast regularly.
Yeah, so...
We should probably make it clear, more clear what's happening sometimes, because we just kind of go into stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to toe the line between being completely incomprehensible and being repetitive and saying the same shit every episode.
Right. I feel you.
All right, so here. Well, I read your profile, and I also love The Labyrinth. Bon Jovi is awesome. Lol. And I am a huge pizza fan due to being Italian. If you like, please do me the honor of saying hello.
Oh, man. I could see the Bon Jovi, David Bowie confusion a little bit.
Yeah.
Not really, but David. A little bit.
But Bowie, Jovi, Yovi.
I mean, they both have blonde hair, I believe. Well, so there's
last name.
It's a little bit similar. But also, I think I'm pretty sure David Bowie's a little bit older. A little bit older than Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Hey, what is agnosticism? That is a unique religion.
It's not that unique.
It's unique to every human being who doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
It's not a unique guy. A lot of people.
I think this dude thought it, like, the question he was asking was, like, just a casual icebreaker, like, oh, hey, like, tell me about the school you went to, or, like, I don't think he realized that that was on the same level as, like, atheist and theist.
Yeah. He obviously just had no fucking idea what agnosticism was.
Yeah.
He just never heard of it.
But he didn't even have the inkling that it might be shameful to ask without just looking it up.
No, he didn't. Okay, that's pretty great.
Slink into my big yum-yum and let me stoke your forbidden pleasures. I've got goodies for you, sweetheart.
That severely creeped me out.
So you're saying you're not going to be slinking into any big yum-yums?
No, I don't even know what that means. How could that even be translated into anything?
I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, a lot of stuff I don't really want to know about.
And this is kind of in the same vein, this next one. You so pretty, like a teddy bear sliding down a rainbow into a pot of honey. But when the teddy bear comes out of the honey, it isn't sticky. Because you're so fucking sexy, you make honey lose its stickiness. I want to try new things with you.
Like things with honey.
I helped Gabby title this one. I said, well, so ugly people just get stuck.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of
that. Yeah, I actually thought the title was the funniest part of that.
Well, that was mine.
Yeah, good job.
That was moi.
Good job.
So, okay.
So?
So you want to go into, you want to hear some of the Portal comic reception? There's a lot.
Did we already do that?
Well, that was like when I had just posted it.
All right. If you think there's stuff we haven't already said, then.
Yeah. I'll start with this. I was looking at Reddit subforums. Like, I basically just read through the list of all the Reddit subforums looking for forums that our comics would be applicable to.
Yeah.
And I found a forum called... This is a... I have to say this again, because this is kind of... For me, it was on the same level of the Wii U revelation. So I'll say it again. I'm not shitting you. It's called Trees Gone Wild, and it's essentially just people posting naked pictures of themselves with like marijuana smoking apparatus.
Trees Gone Wild?
Yeah. Trees is a hilarious euphemism for weed.
Is it?
I apparently
never heard that.
I've
never ever heard that, and I've been around a lot of pot smokers, and I've never heard trees. Yeah. I'm gonna smoke a fat tree.
These are some of the glorious posts in that forum. My tiny piece sitting between my tits.
What?
My nipple rings have pot leaves.
Are these pictures?
Yeah, people are posting.
Have you looked at the pictures?
I try not to.
What the fuck?
I present to you the bong pussy.
Oh my god. So pretty much, Reddit is just an awesome site for awesome people.
Well, there are different subforums, but I generally hate it.
I can't believe that exists. I can't believe that's a thing.
Just smoked a bowl, I feel a little horny, I love my ass, winky face.
I love my ass. Bravo. gold star.
Yeah. So I just thought I'd share that, because that was something that...
Yeah, you know, there are just some things you never think about, and they're there. It's just a evil tumor growing on the internet, and you just never think about it. And then you find out, oh my god, there's so many people on this thing.
And it's
they're just... It is just too many.
Yeah, and it's not. It was, so that was like, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So I thought, it's another PSA. All right,
Oh, God.
So the general reception to the Portal comic was very divisive. We did get a lot of people who liked it. We got about 50 upvotes, all combined.
Cool. I did see some people who were very adamant about their hatred for it.
Yeah, most of the actual comments are pretty negative. So I can.
Yeah, I think a lot of the time, the angrier people are more compelled to comment than the people who are not angry.
Yeah, that makes sense.
As a general rule.
So I can read all of these. I can just read the certain ones, if you want, just the baffling.
Well, how many
ones.
Are we talking about?
About, I'd say 10.
What?
There's about 10.
Just run us through them real quick.
Alright, so we have Really Not Funny. So instead of a boring Portal comic, it's a boring comic about boring Portal comics. That comic fucking sucks.
That was my favorite. That was my favorite one.
You like that?
You know why? Because I detect that this person was, like, deeply offended. Because you wouldn't say a comic fucking sucks unless you, like... Like, even if it's not funny, it's not funny. The comic fucking sucks. Like, that guy was probably an artist who made a webcomic about Portal. Like, that's what I would take from that.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
This next one just baffles the shit out of me. Weird. The comic didn't even feature putting portals on moving objects and or otherwise violating the axioms presented in the games. I don't know.
I guess he's saying it was weird that our Portal comic was seemingly about Portal, but there were no portals in it.
Yeah, but he phrased it in such a way that I have no idea if he liked it, if he didn't like it, if he's being sarcastic.
I don't think he's making a comment on that either way. I think he's just saying that our Portal comic is not a typical Portal comic, which is why we made it. Like, he's saying we did that on purpose. Like,
right,
it's not supposed to be a Portal.
But I'm just saying, the way he phrased that, you're really meeting him more than halfway.
Yeah, exactly.
One person said, what's with all the downvotes? Are people seriously that upset over a comic joking about all the other Portal comics? And I think, yes, they are that upset. And then someone else said, maybe they downvoted because they didn't find the joke all that funny. Not because they were offended by it or anything.
So. I can't believe we'd manage to actually offend people.
Yeah, I'm not very surprised.
I feel like some of the people we might have offended might be people who just think we hate Portal.
Yeah, probably. All right, so now we're moving...
Yeah, so...
Fuck.
Continue.
We're moving to game FAQs now, so some of these comments start to get like super incomprehensible, like, and weird.
Oh, I never saw these.
And awful.
We're cutting out.
Fuck! I shit you not, like, it's because we're podcasting. There's no other explanation for it. Like, there's no other explanation for this.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you want to do about it? What do you want to do about it?
I don't know. How about be incredibly sad?
My internet is fine.
Yeah, I know your internet is fine. I'm aware of that. Thank you.
Yeah. Mine is perfectly dandy and fast. It's very fast.
This is utter shit.
Yeah, I mean, right now you're fine, but as soon as we start actually trying to talk about stuff again, you're going to cut out again.
I don't know why this is.
It's probably because you're a godless fucking heathen.
Well, I have five bars all the live long day, and then come on the podcast and goes down 2 bars. Is it fucked again?
Yeah, and as... Yeah, a little bit. It's a little bit fucked.
All right, I guess I got a good podcast ritual of...
You want to...
What?
Yeah, you got to go reset your router, and maybe we'll edit it. You'll edit this later.
Okay. This is just terrible.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Podcast. Awesome podcast. I hope you're happy that you're listening, because it's...
Let's see how it goes.
All right. You sound good right now.
You listen to me?
I can hear you.
All right, good. So, yeah, I got it. I can't put people through that kind of punishment. Like, I got it. Yeah.
It's like double punishment because they're already listening to the podcast.
It's kind of like infinity punishment because they have to listen to silence or just one person rambling on about shit. And then they have to listen to us grovel and apologize and talk about it. And it's not interesting and just sucks. I swear to Christ, you better fucking be there.
You're cutting out.
Oh, are you serious with this?
Hello? Cutting out?
Is this fucking real?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Oh my god.
I think yeah, you're cutting out. You're cutting out like incessantly. Like it's bullshit.
All right. I'm going to go fuck all the buttons and I'll be right back.
Okay, this is fucking shit. Are we good?
I honestly don't think so.
Are we good to do it?
I'm on the edge. Now? I'm on the edge of sanity.
Yeah, this is a bullshit.
So I'm definitely editing this. If you're listening, I don't know how much of what just transpired I'm going to leave in the show.
Yeah.
So you might just hear conversation kind of jump. All you have to know is that the stuff I cut out was just dog doo-doo.
Yeah, it was just internet shit bullshit.
All right, so I'm going to continue off with these game FAQ comments.
Right, yeah.
All right, so the first one is, that was completely pointless. That wasn't in the least bit humorous.
I wouldn't say it's without a point.
Yeah.
I think that's false.
These comments are a little weird. Like, they clearly didn't like the comic, which is fine. But then their criticisms don't always quite hold water, I guess. So there's that was completely pointless. That wasn't in the least bit humorous.
Uh-huh.
And then the next person said, the topic title is very ironic.
The topic title? What was the topic title?
I just said this is a comic for people who are sick of everyone ruining Portal with repetitive jokes.
Oh, so he was saying that we were also doing that, I guess, by saying it was ironic?
I guess, but I don't really see that.
That's pretty dumb. I guess people on Game FAQs aren't too worried about being constructive with their criticism.
The next person said, chill out and learn to have some fun. Stop being such a sourpuss.
Isn't that, like, we made a comic.
Yeah.
That's, we were having fun with it.
I think what he meant was, lobotomize yourself so you can enjoy the same Portal joke over and over again. Like the rest of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what he was thinking when he typed that.
Then we have, remember, so last week someone said, that was supposed to be funny?
Yeah.
Someone commented, no, it's, like, supposed to be ironic. Wouldn't expect you to understand. So, I don't get all these people claiming that our comic was trying to be ironic. There's no irony in our comic.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much laid bare.
Yeah, it's pretty straight to the point.
It's pretty obvious joke. It's not even much of a joke. It's just, I mean, it is a joke, but the joke is obvious. You're just angry.
This one I hesitate to read because it makes me sick.
Uh-huh, read
it. Violently, violently sick.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Zomg, lols, that was so funny. Yeah, not at all. I can has 10 seconds of my life back.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm glad that person didn't like our comic.
Yeah, if they did, I would be more upset.
Yeah. God. Well, there's your typical internet humorist, your Icon has. That never gets old.
I can't
that's,
say
that's
I
still
can't,
funny.
I really can't say that without vomiting in my mouth a little bit. it really makes me sick.
I mean, I just can't believe that people are still doing that. Like that type of humor is still happening.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's not funny at all.
It's for people who wanna be funny but they possess no talent.
Yeah, well, they just don't have a good sense of humor, so they just repeat exactly what they've seen about 1,000 times.
Well, they might have a good sense of humor, but they don't have any wit, so they just repeat jokes they've heard
in
an attempt to seem funny. And I just, ugh. This, like, that message is the reason why I was so hesitant to read any of these.
Yeah, that's pretty awful.
And then here's my favorite one, which is what my idea for the comic is based on. Today?
Okay.
Just to be sure, I went through a few of those comic strips. They are not at all funny.
That's all comment?
Yeah. So, I just love the idea that this guy is like, that was one shitty comic. I wonder if the rest of them are shitty. Yep. Yep, they are. I just think that's great.
I mean, I've done that in a way. Like, I'll go to a comic, like an amateur webcomic, and I'll read a couple just to see if they're all bad.
Right.
And usually they are.
But then you don't leave a comic saying, well, I looked at one comic, and just to give you the benefit of the doubt, I looked at more. But they were all bad.
Yeah. Man. I guess our humor is more selective.
Not oh, yeah. Well,
don't like it.
We know that. Like, it's not mainstream.
Yeah.
Or good.
No, it's not.
So, unless you have a direction that you're thinking you want to take the idea, I think I know where I want to take it.
I have nothing.
Okay. So first I'm just going to make sure that this shit is still recording. Because of all the fucking bullshit it seems to be.
Okay.
Alright, so my idea is that, like, I'm in our house, right?
Yes.
Our comic house.
Yes.
And somebody else has come in the house and they're talking to me and they say, like, so I looked at your new comic. It was not in the least bit amusing. And I just say, who are you? And then they continue on. I looked at some more of your comics just to make sure, and they were all still terrible. My initial judgment was correct. And then I say, hey, Eli, did you order an objective comedy arbiter? and then you from off panel in two, you say, oh, yeah, hold on, I'll be right there. And then in three, you come on panel and you say, does this dress make me look funny?
What?
And you're wearing a dress.
What the fuck? I don't know if that's just funny because I'm crazy or because you're crazy.
I think it's pretty funny.
I think it's pretty funny.
That you ordered this, like, internet troll to come and be, like, the objective judge of what is and is not funny so that he could tell you if you look funny wearing a funny dress.
Yeah. I wonder, though, does it make us sound too bitter? Like, if we're just getting bitter about comments on the internet. Like, if people are just going to take that way.
No, I think my line of, like, did you order an objective humor judge or whatever?
Yeah.
That's a little bit bitter sounding, but I think if you show up in the third panel with a dress on and, like, lipstick and earrings,
yeah,
I think it kind of just, I think it more than cancels out.
All right. I think I could do that.
So you like this? Show right
I think
down.
I think I like it. I'm trying to measure whether anybody else will like it.
I can't see that.
You think this is a comic that people will like?
I mean, probably not that guy.
Probably not. All right, let's like write it. Let's like write it up and see if I still think it's good.
Should I make like his dialogue in the first panel like these comments?
Verbatim?
No, just like adapt them.
Could be, I guess.
Could be. I kind of like that wasn't. I read your new comic and it wasn't in the least bit humorous.
Yeah.
You should entertain the audience.
Okay. Imagine me juggling. Are you imagining that, audience?
You're saying a joke. I know you don't know this because you don't watch the show, but imagining someone juggling is a shitty-ass office joke.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Because I was trying to make a terrible joke.
Yeah, that was a whole, like, literally a whole scene in The Office was the new boss pretending to juggle.
What do you mean pretending? Like, how is he pretending?
Like, he was juggling with invisible balls because he didn't have his juggling balls, and he wanted everyone to pretend he was juggling for real, but he wasn't.
Oh, that's painful.
Yeah.
I just wanted them to get an image in their head, but that's terrible. I was trying to be terrible. I can't be entertaining on the spot. It's not an ability I have.
So should I say, who are you and how did you get in here?
Yeah. Maybe he kind of just cuts you off. Like,
no, he just ignores me. He just, like, he doesn't cut me off, but I think I should get my line out. But then he says, just to be sure, what did this guy say? Well, he didn't word it very eloquently, so I have to do it better.
Yeah.
Just to be sure, I checked out the entirety of your archive.
Which is massive, as we all know.
Yeah. So how does he say... He's like, my opinion was confirmed.
My fancy was not tickled.
And I confirmed that you have no talent. Thus confirming. What do you like?
Yeah, I like that.
And then I say, maybe in two, I'm like looking back and I say, this is the first, now with this comic, both of our names are known.
Yay!
So I say, Eli, did you order the objective comedy fucker?
I liked Arbiter. Maybe just did you order the Arbiter of Objective Comedy?
The Objective Arbiter of Comedy.
I don't know if that is good. I don't like that.
Arbiter of Objective Comedy doesn't make any fucking sense.
Maybe just the Arbiter of Comedy. I don't think you need Objective.
Okay.
I think that's overdoing it.
Do you want to be like, I'll be right there, or do you want to be like, oh shit, he's here already?
Or maybe like, I'll be down in a few minutes, because you know, girls always take a while to get their makeup right.
Hold on, I'll be down in a minute. And then you just say, do I look funny in this dress?
Such a weird... I didn't think I'd be drawing myself in drag this early on.
See, I kind of like had this idea that I wanted to, that this was a funny setup for a strip, like that guy's comment of like having to check out more of the comic to confirm that it was terrible.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't think of a way to have a punchline. And then I was like, well, what would I say with this guy? Like, what? Why? I like the idea that he just came in the house and that I don't know why he's there. So I was trying to imagine my reaction, and then I was like, well, maybe my reaction is like, Eli, did you order a comedy guy to come in? And then I'm like, wait, what if you actually said yes, you did order him? Like, and then why would you need him?
Yeah, right.
So it was like a weird chain of like looking for the next step of what might happen in the scenario.
Right.
I don't know why that popped into my head, but it did.
It's funny because you're strange.
Yeah. Unless you think there's a better idea for something funny that you could have him there to orbit.
I got nothing.
Maybe,
I got no juice.
Oh.
Oh, God, the phone's ringing. So unfucking professional.
Yeah. Unplug the phone before we podcast.
Yeah. It's fucking bullshit.
Just go knock it off the hook.
I can't do that.
We have a talk phone at home. In case anyone's wondering
what
that robot is.
Yeah, we have a robot. Okay, it's over. I can't think of anything funny.
Do you think it's weird that I say that I ask him who he is and then I refer to him with a title as if I know who he is? I could just say
that title based on what he says.
I could just say, how did you get in here? Like it might be, do you think it would be kind of funny if I'm like, oh, the arbiter of comedy, how did he get in?
Yeah, just how did you get in here is better.
Do you think I should change it to from order to request? Like, Eli, did you request the arbiter of comedy?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he's, like, dressed up in some way. Like, he has a scepter or something. Like, he's royalty.
Well, you definitely got to do a good job on this guy. I don't know what direction we should go in, but, like...
Yeah, that's what I have to figure out.
It's half the joke is, like, what the arbiter of comedy looks like.
Yeah. Should we say arbiter of internet comedy or just arbiter of comedy?
Comedy.
Okay.
Our comedy is not restrained to the internet.
That's true, even though it's on the internet.
Control P.
That's how you get it.
Control P, my good friend.
Ah, okay. Good.
Control P, my good friend.
I heard you the first time.
Okay.
How should I portray him?
This is tough. I mean, right now, I think what's in my head right now, just because it's, you know, it's the unoriginal stereotype, is just like a corpulent nerd with glasses and...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Just like, I read your new comic and it was in the least bit humorous.
So yeah, that's what's in my head, but I don't know if it's like, probably something better, right?
I think I honestly think if he's like royalty decreeing something, that's kind of funny.
Maybe he's a food critic. Like, maybe he has a napkin tucked into his shirt. Like, looks like he's, like, reviewing food.
Nobody's gonna understand that.
Do I?
It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense.
But that might be kind of funny. If he's holding a fork and knife.
Yeah, the only reason you think it's funny is because you're crazy. That doesn't make sense.
I think sometimes things are funny because they don't work. That's a joke.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
But I can't tell if it's one of those things because It might be really funny if he had a fork and knife for some reason.
But nobody would understand that. That would just be a total non sequitur.
True.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. I don't think we can do that.
Okay. Maybe he's a... maybe he could have a t-shirt that says... LOL.
Yeah, I was thinking something like internet-y on his t-shirt. Maybe he's like... maybe he's like that, but he's also like wearing a paper crown and something.
You realize that's from CAD, right?
Fuck! Are you serious?
Paper crown.
And it like, is? Who has a paper crown?
The main character, he makes up his holiday about gaming and he walks around with robes and scepters and
paper crown.
We can't do that.
Alright, that's gone.
Not only is that gone, but now my creative energy is just sapped at the mention.
Yeah, I didn't realize I was gonna invoke CAD, I'm sorry. Huh. Is this funny? Is this comic funny?
I think it's pretty funny. Because I was struggling to come up with a way to punch the comic, and when I thought of this, I felt like I accomplished it, and I was pretty happy with that. And you laughed, right. I think. Or at least you were surprised.
I did laugh, and I was surprised, but I don't know if that means it's funny.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
If you have, like, okay. Earrings and lipstick, as well as the dress, like...
Yeah.
But then just pretty your regular good. Hair.
I guess it's a visual punch, and I haven't pictured it that well, so I haven't laughed at the idea of it.
Yeah, I mean, you got three expressions. Like, I imagine that you kind of have, like, a pretty normal expression. Like, do I look funny in this dress? Like, you sincerely want to know. Like, you requested him here to tell you. And then
right.
I might just be like,
and then... Are we all three in this panel?
Well, you can kind of, like, sideline me. Like, I can be kind of marginalized because I'm not the focus. Ow. Like, maybe it's just my nose.
Are you shitting me?
I don't know.
I don't know if you need to be in the third panel. I don't think you need to be there.
Just have, like, half of my face creeping in.
No.
No, I should still be there because it should be like you appeared. Like, because I was talking to him up until the point where you came in and said that.
Yeah, but I walked into the panel maybe in that amount of time you walked out.
I don't think so. I think that's confusing.
I don't think it's that confusing.
I think it's confusing. If you just replace me.
You're simple, though. You're a very simple...
No, just trust me on this one. It's confusing.
All right. This comic is getting very complicated.
I don't think so. I think it's two people talking for two... it's two people for two frames, and then you just come in on the third frame.
I guess you're right about that, but we still haven't figured out what the third person looks like.
Yeah, that's the sticky widget.
Yeah, so we have to actually work on that.
All right, here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna do a Google image search for forum nerd. Let's see what pops up. Let's see if we can strike the inspiration, get the fire going. So we have a
kind of. Do we want it to just be a forum nerd though?
Well, I'm just seeing what pops up.
All right.
We have a large man in his underwear working on a computer.
Okay. Maybe he is just in his underwear.
No. We have a naked nerd with a GameCube controller wrapped around his neck and DS cards over his nipples and a DS over his dick.
I don't think we're doing that.
And he's spread eagle.
Wow.
I'll just type in Comedy Arbiter and see if
if he's just there.
We got Master Chief. Oh, because the Arbiter, right? Fuck.
Yeah.
We have Seinfeld.
If it was just Seinfeld, if Seinfeld just comes in and he's the one who read our comic, I don't know. That like kicks it up a step for me. I don't know if. If that's gonna, that makes might make even less sense than your food critic idea. But now I kind of want to be Seinfeld. I really kind of want to draw Seinfeld now. I kind of do.
But why would he...
I don't know.
Then it doesn't make sense. Why is he, like... Why would I call him the arbiter of comedy?
Because he's Seinfeld. He's a comedian. I don't know. It kind of makes sense.
But doesn't it kind of seem now like we're making some sort of statement about Seinfeld?
I don't know, but for some reason, I just think it would be really funny to have Seinfeld there.
Do you think that's funny because I just said it on from Google Image Search, or do you actually think that that's an idea?
It's a little hot in my room. I think I'm going crazy from the heat stroke. But...
Why
I don't know.
Just sip. Why don't you take another sip and just really digest that?
I mean, Seinfeld has a really funny face, and
yeah, but it doesn't.
It doesn't make sense. I know that.
I don't know about this.
Yeah.
I think maybe not.
But it's so funny.
Maybe he has a tiny. Bear with me on this. Bear with me, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
He has a. He's giving a piggyback ride to a leprechaun, and the leprechaun has Seinfeld's face.
Then it's just getting so weird. It's just getting so fucking weird. I don't know if I could do Seinfeld's face that recognizable that you recognize on a fucking leprechaun. That doesn't make any sense either. That makes less sense.
I know. I don't know. Maybe we should just go back. I think we're losing the original comic.
Yeah, I just wanted to draw Seinfeld.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if that actually fits.
It doesn't work.
Why don't we do Raymond from Everyone Loves Raymond?
No, he wouldn't be fun to draw.
We could do Ben Stein.
I don't think he's a comedian anymore. I don't even think he ever was a comedian.
I think it's a bit crazy, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe he,
Maybe he's like a LARPer, like he's got a foam sword. I don't know. I'm just saying things.
Maybe it could just be a guy. We don't have to overthink this.
But it could be a funny guy. It could be a funny thing.
Yeah.
See, I don't want to miss the joke. If it's there.
There probably is something funny to do. Maybe it's like maybe he has a uniform, like
or a unitard. You have a unitard.
Yeah, it's just skin tight black leotard. Maybe he looks like a FBI agent.
No, he doesn't.
We already did a monocle joke.
No, yeah, none of that.
None of it.
That well is dried up. We can't go back there.
See.
Right. Do you want him to be a 30s gangster?
I don't want to run through all of our stereotypes, costumes.
Yeah, that's true.
We've already done Yodeler and Renaissance Man. Like, we should save some.
Yeah. I guess it could just be a guy.
Maybe it's... Here, I'll
It's boring. Maybe just have a guy.
Maybe his t-shirt says, insert meme here. It's like it's a meme about memes.
Yeah, but that would be painful for me to draw. Like, that would actually hurt me. Because then I feel like we're making a meme. And it would be painful.
Yeah. Maybe it says meme burger.
I think it would be appropriate if his shirt just said lol on it.
Yeah, it's boring. It's stupid.
Yeah, but that's not the punchline. The guy is supposed to be a dick. He's supposed to be a jackass. A jerkass.
Well... Maybe it's a, you could say meme burger.
What?
Meme burger.
The fuck do you mean meme burger?
It's like, you know, memes are always about cheeseburgers, so it could be a meme burger.
So it says meme burger on a shirt?
Or maybe it's like the word meme, and it's inside of a bun, like where the burger patty would be.
We're going off the rails here. This is a really stupid conversation.
I'm getting really sad trying to think of a meme to be on a shirt.
Yeah, I'm actually getting really, like, sleepy because of this.
If we get to the end of a podcast and I'm sad and you're sleepy, then I guess that's as per the norm.
Yeah, it's also a sign that maybe we can't write comics without and actually be funny when we make them. Call comes back to the comic. Is it still funny?
I think it's a fine comic. It's a fine comic.
Yeah.
Extra. It's a good comic.
Maybe like one person will like it.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to move this because I'm dying of heat.
Maybe a shirt.
I turned off my air conditioner.
You have to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe he has Thomas the Choo Choo Train on his shirt.
No. Why? Why the fuck would he have Thomas the Tank Engine on his shirt? I think it would make sense if he had like Lowell or Raffle on his shirt. I don't think we need to fucking think about this too much. It's not even the joke.
Maybe he has two tiny lulls around where his nipples are.
You wouldn't even be able to read them.
Maybe,
Fuck you.
I'm just looking out the window. I'm just looking out the window. Staring at
hoping an idea just appears outside the window.
Yeah, all there is out there is a tree.
Yeah, it's not fucking helpful.
Just a tree.
This is the worst shit.
Just a tree.
This is so bad.
He could have the Arbiter from Halo on his shirt.
No.
He could have. Oh, how about his shirt just says 789?
The fuck does that mean?
It's like from the joke. Because 789. The fucking internet people wear shitty ass stupid shirts, alright? This is like on the level.
Why don't we just like find a stupid shirt and just use it? Like just use it directly.
You wouldn't rather do like parody?
Well, some of the jokes are so stupid, I think you could just be wearing one of them and that would be enough.
That's not just stealing?
Like a shirt that says "I hate you" and then has a smiley face. Like that's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
You could draw that, the wolf. You know the wolf who always has the quotes.
No. I don't like that idea.
You could draw that little face with the eyes rolling. That I hate.
I don't like this whole situation. I don't like this.
Could just say "Hot Topic" on a shirt.
That's the best one yet. I actually like that. It's very meta.
Maybe it says Hot Tropics.
No. Nobody's going to get that. It's too far. It's an extrapolation.
I don't really get it either.
You're killing me.
You could say...
You're really killing me.
Well... Okay. How about, Hot Topics.
I'm so disappointed right now. I'm just extremely disappointed. Disappointed in you, and disappointed in everything. I've never wanted to kill myself as bad as I do now. Never. I've barely even contemplated suicide. Ever. And now I'm seriously considering it.
You could have...
It's just fucking...
How about his shirt just has a picture of pants on it?
Why would that be?
Because it's ironic.
Alright, we'll fucking do it. I don't give a shit anymore. I'm so past it. I don't give a shit what's on his shirt. You could be wearing nothing on his shirt. It doesn't matter.
So I typed pants
on. We spent so much time... It's not even the fucking focus of the comic. It's like not even... It doesn't matter. It's got nothing to do with the punchline.
Nailed it. Got it.
Ugh.
Pants on a shirt.
This is the saddest podcast.
I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the pants on a shirt. I'm a writer.
I don't know if you should be proud of it.
I'm a writer. I'm a writer and I done writ it.
I don't know if you wrote it too well.
I read it up.
I don't know how good you are.
I done read it.
I think your abilities as a writer are suspect.
Well, I'm a math major, okay? See, that's the best thing about having a useless degree. I can throw that in someone's face when they tell me I'm terrible at something that I do. It's like,
yeah, but it doesn't actually pertain to anything, and you suck.
Yeah, I know, but like, if anyone says like, "Wow, this project you work on just it sucks balls," and I can say, "I'm a math major. I don't know what happened.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I don't know what happened."
Yeah, if people don't like the art, then I'm pretty much fucked because I'm an art major. So,
is that for sure?
Yeah.
Cool. So
I'm decisive. We're done. This sucks. I'm over it.
I'm not looking forward to editing this one. Do you hear that siren?
Yeah, I hear it.
Maybe. Oh my god.
Fuck. That's the siren. That's the death of a podcast. It's coming to take it away.
I swear to God, there's not. Like, there isn't actually a siren outside my window every hour. Just every hour that I'm recording something. Maybe I should cut out my pre-podcast ritual of arson.
Yeah. It's probably not very good.
Seriously, why is there a fucking ambulance every goddamn time? Like, hasn't that happened at least, like, a few times? Like, I feel like every time that happens, it's while I've been recording.
I think it's because when we record a podcast, it's just like something is released in the air, and people are just driven to kill. Like, it just unleashes something. Primal. Alright, I think we're done. I don't know what the fuck this comic is. I don't know what this podcast is. I'm second-guessing my whole life and every decision I've ever made. So, I think that's a good ending.
You don't want to talk about facial expressions, or...
Oh, shit.
I think you're saying your line in the end with a straight face.
Yeah, that makes it funnier.
And maybe I'm just, like, biting my lip?
Yeah.
And,
biting your lip and looking at me, or, like, biting your lip and looking down, or...
I think looking away. Just away from everything.
Okay.
As away from everything as I can be. Like, just... Maybe I'm, like, I'm trying to pretend I'm not there without actually leaving.
So you're, like, behind me?
I think that the way to do this is to have me and the dude on opposite ends of the panel and just leave... Have us not be too close together so you can come in next to me and a little bit behind me with the dress and there's room for you.
Uh-huh.
Like, so that there's room for you to fully fit in there without having either of us move.
I'm a little confused.
Okay. I'll say it again. Spell it out. Yeah. So you have me and this internet guy, and we're apart from each other with enough room for you to come and stand next to me. Like, I'm on the left, he is on the right, and then you stand... right next to me on my right side, so that there's still, so you're next to me, and there's still space in between you and him.
Okay.
Is this a
turn? It's a little bit hard.
Okay.
A little confused.
Alright, well, you can just play that back after.
Oh, great. I have to listen to this? Awesome. Can't wait. Cannot wait to listen to this later. good. Giddy.
Yep. Well, shit. Okay, so in two, I'm kind of like turning back, and I, you know, maybe I have my hand to my mouth, like I'm shouting.
Yes.
Maybe I should be tilted up a little bit, so it looks like I'm shouting upstairs.
If you like.
Don't overdo it.
Okay.
And then, yeah, you got panel one. I could just be like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
You have a good...
I want to take a nap.
Maybe this guy has glasses and they're like in classic nerd style, they're so reflective that you can't actually see his eyes, like you just see light reflecting off his glasses.
Sure.
Do you not like that, or do you like that?
It's cool. I don't really like anything right now.
Maybe he has a faux hawk.
Okay. Sure.
Does he?
If you want him to.
I don't know. Maybe he has a pompadour. Maybe he has a...
I don't think he has a pompadour.
Alright, well, I don't know. You can take some creative license with the internet guy.
Okay, I will.
Let's make him good and internet-y and annoying. Make him annoying. We have to be the heroes of this strip. Rescuing comedy from the evil clutches of man.
Also rescuing it from this terrible podcast. I've gotten so sad in the past hour.
Yeah.
Incredibly, immensely sad, everything. It started with the Wii U. Like, that, and then just this sad fucking process.
Made me sad because I realized that I have to, when we're done recording, I have to go back to living in a world where Wii U is a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's terrible. It's the worst.
Here's a story. Mom sent me an email. The entire email was, call me, and then urgent in all caps. Right?
Why wouldn't she just, like, call you? Like, she could call you.
Yeah, so, call me urgent, all caps. What level of urgency do you think this matter was?
Probably not urgent at all.
She wanted me to call Drexel and reserve parking for my graduation.
Okay.
And reserving parking isn't a thing. So... nothing. She wanted me to do nothing. And I was like, hey, Mom, sure, I'll do that. Maybe don't send me an email that says urgent in all caps. And she got, you know, she got indignant, as is her way, that I would criticize her in that respect.
Yeah.
And she claimed that in her life, the word urgent doesn't have the same connotation as I made it out to have.
Okay. Well, that's
to her. To her, urgent means get back to me.
Yeah. That just means do it soon, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do we get any emails?
We have gotten so many emails that I deleted them all. That's how, because, you know, it's too easy.
Okay, cool. I think we're done. This is the worst podcast we've ever made.
You think we're done? I think we're
done with this podcast. We might be done making comics and podcasts.
We're done? Or we're fun?
We're not fun. I'm not even, like, jovial anymore. I'm fucking angry. And sad. And depressed. I really want to just crawl into my closet and literally just die. I want to die. I want to die in a pool of sweat and blood.
Are you gonna do that?
And tears. I think I'm gonna do that as soon as we hang out.
What are the comments?
You're gonna have to draw this one because I'm gonna be dead.
You're gonna have to draw this one and all of the rest of them.
Yeah, probably all the rest of them too.
All right.
Yep.
Can't help it.
Yep. It's over.
My summer and my dreams.
Yes. It's all kaput. I feel like all my youth has been sucked away from me.
Sucked right off.
It's all gone. Yeah, it's all my youth was sucked right off, and I tried to grab it before it was gone, but to no avail. I'm old. I'm old now.
And yet time is continuing to march on.
Yeah.
For this podcast.
Yeah, just it keeps going. I don't know why we haven't stopped it yet.
I don't know how.
Like the most interminable suffering. It's this bad for me. It's going to be about 1,000 times worse for everybody else.
I don't know. Could it be? Could it actually be?
I think so. I don't think there's any way this could be funny. I really don't think there's any way it could be funny.
Let's try and end it well.
How are we going to do that? Nobody's listening now. No one is still listening.
All right, well, let's give an uplifting message to nobody.
All right, nobody. Don't. Hold on to your young days, your salad days. Keep your mind limber. Take a lot of drugs. Enjoy the moment. Don't worry about a couple years down the line when you're dead or homeless. Just enjoy it. Enjoy your times. Shoot the heroin in your eye. And, don't record podcasts unless you're actually funny. Because this is what happens. The evidence is before you. That's my uplifting message. That was pretty uplifting.
My uplifting message is Ching Chong Ding Dong.
Good. I'm glad that's been recorded forever. Really happy about that. All right. Let's hang up. Let's hang up the phone.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Sayonara.